Okay, thank you. Nonetheless, it's close to 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. on Wednesday, June 16th. This is a meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board Governance Committee. Sorry for the delay. If anybody is listening, the access code numbers you would dial in with 323-393-4046 if you want to join the call yourself directly as opposed to just listening to the stream. And then you enter the code 504258. Ellen Beek, of course, you just had to leave the call as we went live. Rocio Rivas is here. Is that still correct? You here, Rocio? You might be muted. I don't know. Rocio, are you still with us? I don't hear her. Bella DeSoto?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Rocio is here. Bella DeSoto is here. Alan Beek left. Beth Van Gunten is here. Is that right? Beth, you still here?
Beth is here. Yes. Thanks.
Fred Blair is here. This is Michael Novick. Lawrence Reyes, still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and then we have a number of non-LSB members. Raymond Goldstone.
Michael, Eric.
That's right. Thank you. Thanks. Eric Jacobson, also present. Anybody else from the LSB on the call? Because I did send the credentials out to the whole board just in case anybody wants to join. Alan Beacon said he was here and just left as he came on the stream. His phone is dying. Raymond Goldstone is here, a listener. Sorry? Who is that? Okay, and
Fred is here.
Yes.
Fred is here.
Fred, I saw your name. Thank you. We heard you. Yes, thanks. And then Ruth Stratt, I believe, is with us. Who else is here?
Raymond Goldstone.
No, I heard Raymond. Was there anybody else?
Did you say Ruth? Ruth is here, right?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Thank you, Bill. Okay, so we actually probably have to have two meetings. The first one is public to plan the public agenda. Then we are planning to have a closed session to deal with confidential personnel matters because the LSP is considering the pool of candidates for the general manager position on Sunday. So at some point, we will end the public portion of this call and just continue with that for the closed session agenda. I guess Janine is not here. Normally, she has the template for the LSB meeting, but I don't think that's currently available. But normally, we have a set of opening procedures that include the land acknowledgement, the kind of call to order, and the rules of participation. An appeal for funds for the station, which I think is especially urgent. We have approval of the agenda and then approval of any excused absence requests once we have the agenda set. Other items on that sort of consent piece at the beginning that people want to mention. We'll have to review it from the template when we have it available.
Mike, Bella to the stack.
Okay, Bella.
I was going to send you the agenda template.
Okay, go ahead.
So that at least you have a shell to work from. You want me to do that?
Yeah, please do that. Thank you.
Okay.
I did communicate with the interim general manager and urge him to be on this local station board call and mention some of the issues around the finances that came up at the finance committee in hopes that he would be able to address some of them, given the fact that we probably will have to be in another fund drive within, in July. So I'm hopeful that we will have a GM presentation and time for discussion. But I would like to keep the business part of the meeting as short as possible to allow the maximum amount of time for the closed session, because I think we want to have reasonable deliberation with the whole LSB regarding the pool of candidates.
It's hard to hear you. If you can speak just a little louder, please.
Okay, will do. I said I would like to keep the business part of the LSB meeting on Sunday to the minimum, if possible, to leave the maximum amount of time for the closed session, so that we can deliberate on the candidates for the GM position. To send the recommendation.
How much time did you say? I'm sorry.
I didn't give an exact amount of time. I'm saying I want to keep the business part of the meeting to a minimum to give the maximum amount of time for the closed session deliberations.
Oh. Okay.
Because you have to bring everybody up to speed. So, for example, Beth, you had a motion on third-party fundraising. I couldn't quite tell. Are you addressing that to the Finance Committee or to the to this body? Do you want governance to take that forward to the LSB, and is it urgent for this month? Yeah, Beth, on governance. I don't hear her. Did you mute yourself, Beth? Yeah, maybe she can just bring it up as new business, and then we'll get referred to the Finance Committee. So normally we do have the director's reports and then committee reports, and I think there's a lot of news from the PNB around the elections, the bylaws, the LSB election process got extended in terms of the deadline for applications, although not the date of record. So there's a lot of stuff along those lines that, you know, we do need to have announced and reported. My impression is that we failed to get a meeting together of the Committee of Inclusion, so I'd like to try to get that to happen again before any more time passes. That's a PNB committee. So the Treasurer will report, and maybe from the National Finance Committee, maybe a bridge to the LSB committees. Is anybody aware nothing came out of the PRC because all we got through was the election process, if that. And there will be a Finance Committee report. I don't think fundraising has met. Outreach?
Well, we did have our town hall event. We can do a report on that. Nothing is scheduled. We have been meeting. We held our first Zoom meeting, but it was all about programming and all this stuff. So I made the audio for the town hall event available from Google Drive, send that out immediately, as soon as possible. And but there's nothing
okay.
Specifically.
If there's a chance, Bella, if there's a chance you could put it in some other form than Google Drive. There's some people that don't like to use Google, so there's Dropbox or Box.com.
No, I don't use Dropbox. I got rid of them some years ago. But I also sent out the link individually. I can
okay.
do that again. I can do that again. Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll see if I can.
Remember sending it out individually as well.
All right. I'll try to pull it out from, you're saying the entire audio file or just a link to the Google Drive?
A link to the audio file.
Okay.
This is Beth. I'm back.
Oh, somewhere else. Hi, Beth. I was asking in regards to the motion. You have a motion on third-party fundraising. I'm hoping to keep, I'm not sure when you left. I was saying I was hoping to keep the business portion of the local station board meeting to a minimum on Sunday so we have the maximum amount of time for the closed session consideration of the PM candidates to submit to the PD. So I'm wondering if you're okay with handling this motion as just new business and getting it referred to either governance or finance.
That delays it another month. This passed. Your version of this passed. I submitted this last month. You rewrote it. We passed your version, and it got onto the LSB agenda, but we never got that far. So it's dead in the water. I'm putting it here because I want to get it back in the pipeline. I've already incorporated all the criticism from the last time, so I don't think it'll take a lot of debate this time. It's something we've already essentially agreed to. That we may not be running this programming right now ourselves, but we're likely to if we don't intervene at this point. And right now they're running it in New York on BAI, and I'm getting calls from people there who saying now they see what the issue is. And so I would like to move ahead with it as expeditiously as possible. Thank you.
Okay, so it did come up in the finance committee. I think Ruth raised it there in relation to the business management report about the outcome and results of the recent fund drive and some figures that went to third parties. All right, so
Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, I support this motion after some of the criticisms were taken into account. I look at this as an exploratory motion. We need to get answers. I agree with that.
Okay.
That we do need to get answers in regards to this third party stuff. So I support the motion. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And
so
then I'd like to be recognized when we go back to the Committee of Inclusion.
Okay. Are we saying then this will be part of the Governance Committee report to the LSB on Sunday, and hopefully we'll get approval without too much time spent?
Right.
Okay. Any objections? Any objections to that?
Chair, request permission.
Let me read the motion for the stream. It's a motion regarding third-party fundraising. Motion to pause all third-party fundraising immediately until legal accounting and policy issues are resolved. Whereas third-party fundraising presents unresolved legal issues, this is a reference to raising funds during the fund drive for other nonprofits. And whereas third-party fundraising presents unresolved financial issues, and whereas third-party fundraising presents unresolved regulatory issues, and whereas specific policy is to conduct all business in compliance with all applicable laws and regulations and consistent with Pacifica bylaws and policy, therefore be resolved that KPFA shall pause all third-party fundraising immediately and until legal accounting and policy issues are resolved. Pacifica, meaning the whole foundation, shall consult any PA accountants, Pacifica compliance officers, Pacifica general counsel, Pacifica's FTC compliance attorneys, and others as necessary guidance to resolve outstanding issues before resuming third-party fundraising. This will be a motion from governance to the LXB, and I guess we'll get passed along to the PNB as well, that's just talking about things affecting Pacific as a whole.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Michael?
I had a request for information, Michael.
I'm sorry.
You're not loud enough, but it's hard. You sound very muffled. It's hard to make out. The words aren't distinct, so it's hard to follow what you're saying.
Okay, I'll try to speak up and speak more clearly.
That's better.
Thank you. I'm fading. It's all I can tell you. It's been a long day and a lot of stuff.
But when you were reading to the stream, it's hard to understand.
Can I have my request for information, please?
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
You are kind of con ganas. Anyway. So, I, my question is, this motion is going to be reported out from this governance committee report, right?
Yes.
So this way, okay, good. All right, good. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll move forward in writing. People will get the whole text.
Yeah, I'll be in touch with Janine. We'll figure out the, getting people to the agenda as soon as possible and the motions incorporated with it.
And then one other thing, Chair. Janine submitted the 5:16, 21 minutes. She just emailed them to everybody.
Thank you. All right, so that's one of the
Michael, yeah. I would like to be recognized whenever possible.
Okay. So the minutes approval is one of the things that's in the the sort of laundry list of stuff at the beginning of the meeting, and we'll make sure we get that. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes. So I would like to submit a motion that has been already submitted several times over the years, in recent time, in the last at least 3 years, and that has to do with, and I don't have the same language here in front of me, unfortunately. I've been too busy. But it's the language that refers to adherence to on-air scheduling of candidate forms, promotion of the candidates around the clock with their cards, to let the listeners know who the candidates are for the LSC, candidate forms. We used to have meet and greet events.
I appreciate that. But since the nomination period is extended until July 14th, the candidates are not yet set. I'd ask if you would bring it up to the July meeting.
Okay, I can do that, and I will have the language. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're right. Thank you.
Florence, you said you wanted to come back to the committee conclusion. Go ahead.
It's a more question. I do have a sliver of time to try to convene another committee meeting. What does the committee think in regards to convening, setting a date? If I could get some possible dates, then I could post it on KPFTS and request a calling number. That anybody have any particular dates in mind?
This is Beth.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I've shown up for 3 of those meetings now and ended up there by myself. And
I know, Beth, and I take ownership on that.
Thank you. But looking into it further, I guess it was brought up at some other meeting, unrelated meeting that I was at. It came to my attention that actually that committee is supposed to be populated by election, and that there's supposed to be one director and 3 delegates, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not looking at those regs right now. I'm remembering them from what I was told.
Yes, that's correct.
Whatever it is we're doing, we're not doing what that said. And so
we did do what that said, although the director we nominated was James Osborne at the time, and I don't think he ever did anything with it.
No, James declined, Michael. That's why I said.
I recall he declined, okay. Yes.
All right, thank you. But so I think the director is Lawrence, and
I had agreed to do it with Lawrence, not knowing that that's not actually kosher. I think we should just start from the beginning of the process and do it by the book.
Okay, so by the book, we did pick 3 LSD members. I think it was Paul and Avelian. I forget who the third one was.
And Bella.
And Bella. Okay, so there we have the 4. Those 4 people meet and can add as many people as they wish and need to the committee once it's constituted. So that's what has to happen. And that could include other members of the LSB, members of the PND, or just members of the public that will facilitate its work. So, yes, I would suggest, Lawrence, that as the convening director, you find the time to line it up with Otis to get the call-ins and, check with the other 3, Bella, Avelia, and Paul.
Okay, I can do that. I'll check with them first before I'll check with them tomorrow before, and it'll be in my director's report in regards to a date that's doable for everyone. And in regards to Beth, she did attend. I have been, you know, as everybody else, it's been very busy. But I'm in the middle of negotiations, which is hopefully coming to a head soon. Thank you.
When do you expect that to conclude, Lawrence?
What happened?
When do you expect that to conclude?
Well, that's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So okay. I have a sliver of time on Saturday and a sliver of time on Sunday during the day.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's good for you, Bella.
Oh, no, I was talking about the negotiations that you mentioned.
Oh, no, that has nothing to do with this meeting. But
no,
I could talk to you offline about that.
Okay.
This is
mentioned it. I thought it had to do with KPFK.
No.
Okay.
This is Beth. I want to just defer right now to my colleague who has more of a sliver of time than I seem to these days because I couldn't point to one right now. Lawrence, I'll just leave it in your capable hands and satisfied that we've gotten the motion or that we've set this process in motion again. So thank you.
As we say in the labor movement, thank you, sister.
Okay, so Lawrence will try to get that together in time to announce it at the LSB meeting and, have at least a week's notice posting it on KPFDX. And,
it'll be in my director's report, Michael.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
All right, and then the other directors will remind them, if possible, to submit written reports before the meeting. And the same from the committees. I think that's it as far as the general. We'll have public comment dispersed. We have have either 3 10-minute periods or 4. I'll have to check with the. I think if the GM, the IGM does come, we definitely should have public comment related to that. And, public comment related to the directors and to the finance and other LSB committees. So we say 3 10-minute periods of public comment.
This is Beth again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead.
Regarding the general manager's report, I wrote this. I can send it again at some point. I'm requesting, this is a formal request from a director to the interim general manager, please to report on implementation of the resolutions already passed by the LSB, one specifically regarding report to the listener, which we said back in January, we all agreed in January that we were calling on the GM to comply with his job description to report monthly on air to the listeners and then report to us that he had done that. And that hasn't happened once. And the second one had to do with the resolutions we've already passed on air violations, the public airing of grievances. There have been recent repeated egregious violations of that, and I don't see any effort from management at any point to rein that in. So I would like a report on that, probably in closed session, because names will be named. And if I understand he's new, I understand he says he wasn't aware of whatever resolutions, but this is his chance. He needs to be informed now so that he can inform himself between now and the meeting what this is about, because at some point somebody has to be accountable. We've done what we were supposed to do. We've done our due diligence. We've shepherded this through the LSB twice now with no result. And so it's time. I would like a report on
okay.
Implementation.
Lawrence, to this back.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with Beth. the PNB Governance Committee and the PNB approve the communications motion. So that communications motion fortifies the existing actions that we've taken as a local board. So Mo needs to bone up and do some homework like we all do, and report on provide that report to the listener, and then we also provide a report to the local station board. I think, Chair, I would request that you communicate with him in regards to that. And I know you have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it, Chair.
I will pull out the motions from our minutes and forward them to him so that he does have them. I think we probably sent them to the previous administration, so we'll do it again.
Eric back, Michael, for the brief.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Mo sent an email in which he himself, I believe, spoke favorably of wanting to give reports to the listener. You might mention that and indicate that if that could be done sooner rather than later, would be appreciated because of the support the LSB has already shown for that in particular. Did I misread that? I thought he expressed a willingness to do it in that email.
He expressed a willingness to thing. I thought he actually did one during the fund drive, but it wasn't noticed, and so I think it just kind of went by. Bella, go ahead.
Yes. So I appreciate Eric bringing that up. I remember that email, and in that email there was a lot of uncertainty, if I recall, and there was a lot of a commentary from listeners regarding that. And then just yesterday, an old-time listener of KPFK sent in his revoking of his membership, of his monthly sustaining donations, because he has noticed the lax position, disposition by this IGM, and the IGM responded that, in fact, the PMB motion that was passed, which is communication with the listeners, back in March of this year, March 4th, did not specify any urgency. That's where the gist of his response, and that he would get to it when he gets to it. And that was the gist of his response. And it is absolutely outrageous. Outrageous.
I that's not an accurate characterization. I've been in touch with him. I think it's going to happen. I'll work on getting him the motions, reviewing
Michael,
the importance
Michael,
of it.
Michael, you spoke to him, but this is what he sent out to the people requesting over and over and over again the open channel with the listeners. Please, I'll leave it there.
Mischaracterizing his reply, I'll say it again, and we'll move on it. There'll be action taken. Hopefully, by Sunday comes around, he'll have announced both the management and the LSB report to the listeners. So I think at this point we would like to go into executive session to discuss the closed session portion of the LSB meeting, and I'll ask Fred. I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
Before we leave this open session, I was waiting till we got down to the part about committees. We at the beginning of each year, normally we've passed around a sign-up sheet for everyone to indicate what committee they intended to join, what committees they intended to work on that year. And that process, something like that process, was attempted early in the year. We were told to, and I, Janine said the only one she heard from was me. I listed both my committees from last year and the committees I intended to work on this year. And so we've never gotten a complete and final roster, current roster, I shouldn't say final, but a current roster of who's on what committee. And we need to do that. We need to do that. I would like to request that the governance committee request that from the secretary.
Okay, I think we can do that. I will point out that I did review with the entire LSB the various committees that exist and the functions of the LSB and asked people to indicate which ones they were on or interested in being on. Too many of them indicated the personnel committee, which in fact is not their meeting because the only thing that's been happening is the GM search, and that's an elected committee. So I do intend to pursue that with people. I think that the lack of population of the committees is a problem and that people are not. Let me finish my sentence, please. A very small number of people on the LSB are working on a lot of committees, and it's inappropriate that more of the members of the LSB need to be on more of the committees so that more members of the public can also serve on those committees. So I will be seeking to embarrass people into signing up at this meeting on Sunday. Somebody wants to speak?
Lawrence, to the staff.
Go ahead.
I think the people that need to be embarrassed are the board members that don't do jack. And not... You know, I don't know if you met anybody, but I just wanted to make sure that those people that complain about governance are the ones that aren't doing shit. Excuse my language.
Yeah, please watch your language. No, I'm saying a few members of the body are on multiple committees, and quite a few members of the body are not in any committees at all, and that's got to be corrected.
Michael, I just sent you the template. It's just a shell, but the generic agenda is at the bottom, so you can fill it in. Okay. And the roll call is there. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, we will deal with that in terms of depth. I'll check with the secretary to see who has claimed to be on different committees, whether they're showing up or not, and we'll get people to sign up on Sunday. I would like to see the fundraising committee populated. I'd like to see more people on the Court of Oversight Committee. And I'd like to see some more members of the LSB itself on the Outreach Committee. I think it's primarily been, one or two members of the LSB and a lot of volunteers, so.
All are welcome. Paul has attended a few and then dropped off, and that's about it. I have an item that I would like to discuss whenever I'd like to be recognized.
Okay, quickly, because I do want to shift gears, like I said.
Okay, I would like for us at the Governance Committee to pay attention to the excused absences, which is a haunting situation that never gets resolved. And this has been going on too many years. And for an entire year or more, one person never attended the meeting, and it was kept on the roster. And these are the violations that contribute to very few doing all the work and many not participating. So if we are not holding the governance structure to account and following it to the T, it's no wonder we have so much havoc and discrepancy. So I would like to, for us in earnest, to really pay attention to what's going on with the excused absences, which various people have already violated. You know, even if it's not three consecutive meetings, this is very serious. While very few are doing all the work, this is just not fair. It is not fair. This is not the way the system was designed.
You're filibustering. So I'd like to...
No, I finished.
Okay.
I'm not filibustering.
All right.
Jan Goodman filibusters. I do not filibuster.
All right. Thank you. So I'd like to ask Fred to we're going to adjourn this part of the meeting. We're going to go into closed session to discuss the closed session agenda.
Okay. And, so you want me to cut the stream?
Cut the stream and make sure that the only members of the LSB are on the call.